Imagine a massive $40 billion industry where the people making the absolute highest margins own, well, exactly zero inventory.
Right.
Like, they have no warehouses, they manage zero customer service teams, they don't handle shipping, they don't process returns, and most surprisingly, they start their businesses with completely empty bank accounts.
Sounds kind of impossible when you put it like that.
It really does. But today, we are unpacking exactly how that works. We're doing a deep dive into a comprehensive guide by SBC Tech on how to build a lucrative online income stream from absolute scratch, $0 down, all using affiliate marketing.
And, we should probably establish right away that this is not some fleeting get-rich-quick loophole.
Yeah, definitely not.
The projections we are looking at from ClickBank, they estimate the affiliate marketing industry is on track to hit that $40 billion mark by 2030. Yeah, it is a highly methodical, really mature ecosystem. It rewards extreme patience and, I mean, strategic thinking over immediate cash injections. So if you're looking to click a button, buy a Ferrari next week, this isn't it.
Which is exactly why we need to set a baseline right at the top. There is this massive area of confusion that traps people before they even begin. And that's the difference between digital marketing and affiliate marketing.
Oh, absolutely. People throw those terms around like they are synonyms.
Right. And they are not. Digital marketing is like the broad umbrella that encompasses everything a company does to promote its own brand online. So think SEO, which is just optimizing your website to show up on Google, or running paid social media campaigns.
Yeah, the heavy lifting.
Exactly. Affiliate marketing is a very specific, highly focused subset of that. Its sole purpose is earning a commission by promoting other companies' products. You aren't building the product, you are strictly making the introduction.
And that distinction changes your entire operational mindset, you know?
How so?
Well, in traditional digital marketing, you carry the heavy burden of building the brand's reputation from the ground up. In affiliate marketing, you are leveraging someone else's already established product. You are simply the bridge between a consumer's problem and a company's solution.
Okay, let's unpack this. Before you can even think about starting with a $0 budget, you have to understand the exact mechanics of this ecosystem. How does the money actually flow from a customer through this bridge you mentioned and into your bank account?
The plumbing of this system is actually brilliant. There are exactly three players in every transaction.
Okay.
First, you have the company or the seller. They hold the product and the financial risk. Second, you have the affiliate. That's you. And third, you have the buyer, the person scrolling the internet looking to solve a specific problem.
Right.
And the entire mechanism hinges on a unique tracking link that the company issues to you.
Let me pause you there because tracking link sounds like, I don't know, magic internet jargon. How does it physically tie a sale to me if the person buys it 3 days after reading my blog?
It's less like magic and more like handing your customer a digital VIP wristband.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, when you place that unique link in your content, say a YouTube video description, and someone clicks it, a tiny piece of data called a cookie is stored in their web browser.
The wristband.
Exactly. Think of that cookie as the wristband. Even if they don't buy the product right that second, if they go back to that store tomorrow, or sometimes even 30 days later, the store's checkout system sees that specific wristband.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it recognizes that you sent them, attributes the sale to your account, and automatically routes a percentage of the purchase price to your dashboard.
That is incredibly slick. And the benefits here are entirely about what is missing from your plate. It's like being a digital matchmaker.
A matchmaker, yes. That's a perfect way to put it.
You introduce two people at a party, they hit it off, and the venue paying you a finder's fee. But I imagine how you go about making that introduction really matters. You can't just spam links everywhere.
No. Exactly. There is a spectrum of how involved you are with the actual product, which generally falls into three levels of connection:
Which are?
unattached, related, and involved. Unattached marketing is exactly what it sounds like. You have zero personal connection to the niche or the product.
Okay.
You are entirely reliant on playing algorithmic arbitrage. So, running paid Google ads or Facebook campaigns to blast your link to thousands of people, hoping the commissions outpace your advertising costs.
Wait, hold on. Let me jump in and push back on that right now.
Go for it.
If the unattached model relies on setting up paid advertising campaigns, doesn't that immediately disqualify it from our mission today? I mean, we are talking about a strict $0 budget. You cannot run paid ads with an empty wallet.
What's fascinating here is that your intuition is spot on, and it's a trap many beginners fall into. A $0 strategy fundamentally rules out the unattached model.
Right, because you have no ad budget.
You cannot play the paid ad game. So if you aren't using capital to buy traffic, you have to generate organic traffic. That means earning eyeballs through content, which pushes you directly into the other two models, related or involved.
Let's define those, because that is where anyone starting from scratch has to live.
Yeah. So related affiliate marketing means you promote products that fit the specific audience you've built, even if you aren't a daily user of every single item.
Like what?
Say you run a blog about marathon training. You might link to highly rated hydration packs that make sense for your readers. You have authority in the space, so your recommendation carries weight.
Makes sense.
But the gold standard, the absolute peak of conversion, is involved affiliate marketing. This is based on your deep, verifiable personal experience.
Do you actually own the hydration pack?
You actively use it. You film yourself wearing it on a 10-mile run. You point out a flaw in the zipper, but you ultimately recommend it because it doesn't bounce. You are putting your personal credibility entirely on the line.
So, because you don't have financial capital to spend on ads, your capital becomes your trust and your content. You are trading money for authenticity.
Precisely. You are building an organic audience that listens to you because they trust your judgment, not because an ad budget forced your content onto their screen.
But trading authenticity for money creates a new problem. How do you actually turn that hard-earned trust into a paycheck? Like, let's follow the money here. I know there isn't just one way these companies pay out.
Right. When you look at how the money actually moves, it usually falls into four different buckets or payment models. The most common is pay per sale or PPS.
Which is just what it sounds like.
Exactly. This is traditional retail. You only earn a commission when the customer actually pulls out their credit card and buys the physical product.
The straightforward, I sold a shirt, I get a cut of the shirt model. But what about the others? I imagine digital products operate differently.
They do. And this is where it gets interesting. Next is pay-per-lead, or PPL. Here, you get paid just for getting someone to take a free action.
A free action? Like what?
Maybe they sign up for a software trial, get a free auto insurance quote, or just hand over their email address.
I'm struggling to see how that's sustainable for the company. Why would a massive software corporation pay me $10 just for getting someone to type in an email address for a free trial? I mean, they haven't made any money yet.
Because of back-end economics. That software company has mountains of data showing that one out of every 10 people who take a free trial will eventually upgrade to a $2,000 annual enterprise package.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they know a single email address is mathematically worth hundreds of dollars to them long term. So paying you $10 to acquire that lead is incredibly cheap marketing for them.
Okay. That makes total sense. What are the last two buckets?
Yeah, pay-per-click, PPC. Where you're paid simply for sending raw traffic to a website, regardless what the user does there.
Sounds hard to get.
It is. It's very rare for beginners. And finally, recurring commissions. This is the holy grail for affiliates.
Well, holy grail. Okay, why?
It is massive in the software as a service space. If someone clicks your link and signs up for a monthly software subscription, say a graphic design tool, you get a percentage of their payment every single month for as long as they stay subscribed.
Wait, really?
Sell it once. Get paid for years.
Okay, the mechanisms are crystal clear. But I want to talk about the actual dollars, because the data we're looking at regarding the income spectrum is a wild ride.
It really is.
According to Elementor's breakdown of the industry, 41% of affiliate marketers earn less than $1,000 a month, yet 9% are pulling in over $50,000 a month. And then they state the average income sits at about $8,038 a month.
It's an industry of absolute extremes.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though. When I look at those numbers, that $8,000 average seems like a massive, dangerous statistical trap for beginners.
Yes.
If 4 out of 10 people are making under a grand, that average is doing some heavy lifting to hide the reality of the early days, isn't it?
It is a complete statistical illusion if you don't understand the context. The average is violently skewed upward by those super earners, the 9% making millions a year.
Right.
If we connect this to the actual stages of an affiliate's life cycle, it paints a much more sobering, realistic picture. The data defines the beginner phase as year 0 to 1. Income is typically $0 to $1,000 a month.
Okay.
But honestly, most people make absolutely nothing for the first 6 months.
They are essentially working for free to build the foundation.
Exactly. I call this the desert phase. You are putting in grueling work. You are writing the articles, shooting the videos, optimizing the pages, and the financial feedback loop is totally silent.
Just crickets.
Your dashboard says $0 every single day. It requires immense psychological resilience because society conditions us to expect an hourly wage for our effort.
Yeah, we expect immediate payoff.
And the stark reality is that the vast majority of people quit during this 6 to 12 month desert. They walk away right before the compounding effects of their organic content start to catch traction in the search engines.
They give up while they're still in the desert, right before they hit the oasis.
Yes, but look at what happens if you survive. The intermediate stage, which is years 1 through 3, is where consistency pays off, and incomes jump to the $1,000 to $10,000 a month range.
That's a huge jump.
Advanced marketers see $10,000 to $100,000. The data explicitly shows that experienced marketers earn roughly 9.5 times more than those in their first year.
So it's all about surviving that first year.
The sole objective of your first year is simply endurance. If you refuse to quit during the desert phase, your statistical probability of success changes entirely.
Knowing that endurance is the ultimate hurdle, how do you actually build a machine that you can sustain for a year without spending a single dime? Let's get into the $0 blueprint.
The foundation of survival is picking a hyper-specific niche that you actually have some interest in. If you pick a topic purely because you think it's lucrative, you will burn out by month 3.
The guide has a brilliant example of this. It points out that picking health and fitness as a beginner is a fatal mistake.
Oh yeah, way too broad.
You are trying to outrank billion-dollar corporations on Google for the word fitness. You will be crushed. Instead, you need to drill down until you find an underserved pocket. Postpartum weight loss for new moms with C-sections. That is a niche.
Exactly.
You know exactly what that person is struggling with, and you can talk to them directly.
Once you have that pinpointed audience, you have to build your platform. And the $0 options today are staggering. You can start a free WordPress site. You can leverage YouTube, which acts as a massive search engine. You can use Instagram utilizing a free tool like Linktree.
Just to clarify for anyone who hasn't used it, Linktree is just a simple free landing page. Instagram only lets you put one clickable link in your profile, so Linktree acts as a digital menu that branches out to all your different affiliate offers.
Right. It bypasses platform restrictions.
Yeah.
And speaking of platforms, Pinterest is heavily highlighted as a secret weapon.
Really? Pinterest?
Most people think of Pinterest as a social network, but it's actually a visual search engine. A pin you create today can surface in someone's search results 2 years from now, giving your content an incredibly long shelf life.
I love that concept. When you are building this $0 business, you have to treat your content like you're building a long-term library, not a social feed billboard.
That's a great analogy.
A tweet vanishes in the algorithm within an hour. It's useless the next day. But a deeply researched YouTube video comparing two specific strollers, that is a digital asset. It sits on the digital shelf working for you 24/7, catching highly motivated buyers who type that exact question into the search bar months from now.
And that leads to the actual content creation. You aren't just blasting a link and saying, buy this. You are creating high-value utility. Product A versus product B, which actually lasts longer.
Well,
or a 30-day honest review of a supplement.
Right.
You integrate your affiliate links naturally within the context of solving their problem. And critically, from a legal and trust standpoint, you must include clear disclosures.
Like telling them you get a cut.
Exactly. A simple sentence stating, I purchased this with my own money, but if you use my link, I might earn a small commission, actually increases trust. It shows you aren't trying to trick them.
But building that high-quality digital library takes a colossal amount of time. Writing those reviews, outlining the videos, that's why people quit. Which brings us to perhaps the biggest game changer in this entire ecosystem right now, the integration of free AI tools like ChatGPT or Claude.
If we connect this to the bigger picture of the desert phase we just dissected, AI is a revolutionary survival mechanism. The data suggests that utilizing AI can cut your content creation time in half without costing you a penny.
But how does that actually work in practice? We aren't just telling ChatGPT to write an article about strollers and copy-pasting that robot jargon onto a blog, right?
Definitely not.
That would destroy the involved trust we just talked about.
Absolutely. Copy-pasting raw AI output is a quick way to tank your credibility. How the professionals use AI is as a high-speed logistical assistant.
Okay, give me an example.
You ask it to generate 10 specific content gaps in your niche. You ask it to outline a YouTube script structure. You feed it your messy, unorganized notes from testing a product, and ask it to format them into a clean, readable comparison table.
So it does the grunt work.
Exactly. AI builds the skeleton.
Yeah.
You inject the human soul and the actual opinion. By offloading the tedious formatting and outlining, you prevent burnout. You can publish 2 high-quality videos a week instead of 1, dramatically increasing your odds of surviving year 1.
Okay, so you have your hyper-specific niche. You are building this AI-assisted digital library on a free platform like YouTube or Pinterest. But whose products are you actually putting on those shelves? How do you get the tracking links?
You join affiliate networks. These are massive digital marketplaces that act as the middleman between you and the brands.
Uh-huh.
And the top networks are totally free to join.
What are the big ones?
Amazon Associates is the behemoth. It gives you access to practically every physical product on Earth. You also have ShareASale, which houses thousands of independent brands offering 20 to 30% commissions.
Nice.
ClickBank is the undisputed king of digital products and courses. CJ Affiliate is highly established for global corporate brands. And Impact is rapidly growing because of its incredibly user-friendly dashboard and brand tracking.
The guidelines note that even with zero traffic, you can usually get approved by Amazon or ClickBank instantly. For the others, you might need to build 3 to 5 solid pieces of content first so you have a storefront to show them when you apply.
Right, they want to see you're serious.
But looking at these options, let's play devil's advocate here.
Sure.
Why on earth would anyone choose Amazon's program? They pay a measly 1%, 10% commission. Meanwhile, ClickBank is handing out 50% to 75% commissions on digital products.
It's a huge difference.
If I have $0 and I'm desperate to make my first sale, shouldn't I just chase the absolute biggest percentage possible?
On paper, chasing the 75% sounds completely logical. But this is a masterclass in consumer psychology. Yes, 75% is vastly higher than 5%, but 75% of zero sales is still $0.
Very true.
What Amazon offers that a random ClickBank product cannot match is frictionless, absolute consumer trust.
Explain the math on that. How does the trust beat the percentage?
Let's say you send 100 people to a high-paying software product on a domain they've never heard of. The checkout page looks a little clunky. The user has to type in their shipping address, find their credit card, and they aren't totally sure what the refund policy is.
Lots of friction.
Tons. Maybe 1 out of those 100 people actually completes the checkout. Now, send those same 100 people to Amazon. They already have the app installed. They're already logged in. Their credit card is saved. They have Prime shipping. And they know they can return it at Whole Foods with zero hassle.
It's just a one-click buy.
Because the friction is gone, maybe 10 or 15 out of those 100 people buy. The sheer volume of conversions on Amazon often completely overpowers the lower commission rate.
So it's a volume play built on pre-existing infrastructure. You are borrowing Amazon's multi-billion dollar trust equity.
Exactly. Trust is the actual currency of affiliate marketing. This is why the foundational strategy is to focus intensely on one channel first. Don't try to be on YouTube, Pinterest, and a blog all at once. Master one.
That makes total sense. Focus your energy.
And critically, use your platform to build an email list. You can use a free tier of a tool like Kit, which just lets you collect emails and send newsletters. An email list is the only asset you truly own.
Because you don't own your Instagram followers.
Right. If Google changes its algorithm tomorrow and your blog traffic drops, you can still email your list directly. It makes your business algorithm-proof.
And I imagine if you break that trust by promoting a garbage product just because it has a high commission, your list goes dead.
Instantly. Promoting a bad product is business suicide. Once you lose the trust of your audience, your conversion rates plummet to zero. The long-term trajectory for a successful affiliate is actually the opposite.
What do you mean?
Once they've built unshakable trust over a few years, they pivot to high-ticket items. Recommending a $3,000 piece of specialized camera gear might pay a massive commission, but a consumer is only going to click that link if they trust you implicitly.
So if you're sitting there right now with a laptop and $0, what does this actually mean for you? It means that your time, your authenticity, and your patience are your startup capital. You don't need a massive commercial lease. You don't need a business loan, but you do need the absolute discipline to stick to one specific niche, to genuinely help people solve their problems, and most importantly, to endure that 6 to 12 month desert phase where the learning curve is brutal and the financial rewards are invisible.
The barrier to entry has truly never been lower. Anyone can start today. But this raises an important question.
Okay, what is it?
It's something that lingers in the background of all this technological leverage. AI tools have driven the cost of producing high-quality content to absolute zero. Joining these vast affiliate networks costs nothing.
Right.
So if the financial barrier is non-existent and AI allows people to flood the internet with highly optimized, perfectly structured product comparisons at lightning speed, how will future buyers distinguish between a genuinely involved human affiliate who actually put that product through its paces and a highly optimized AI bot designed to perfectly mimic human trust?
Wow. That really is the puzzle of the next decade, isn't it? If everything looks perfectly professional, the messy human element might be the only differentiator left.
It is. In a digital landscape overflowing with infinite free AI-generated answers, verifiable personal experience and genuine human friction might soon become the rarest and therefore the most financially lucrative commodities of all.
That is a phenomenal thought to end on. The next time you are reading an incredibly helpful review or watching a deep dive comparison video and you click a link to buy that new gadget, take a second to realize you are actively participating in this massive hidden matchmaker economy. We hope this deep dive gave you the blueprint to survive the desert and maybe start making some introductions of your own. Thanks for exploring with us.